Welcome. We're glad you've joined us for this Hand in Hand podcast. Hand in Hand is a nonprofit organization, and we provide information, classes, training, and lots of support for parents like you. We call our approach Parenting by Connection, and it's based on the insight that you deserve good support as you parent, and every child needs lots of connection in order to thrive. We offer tools to help you foster support for yourself and connection in your family. We hope this podcast gives you exactly the kind of support you're looking for.
So welcome, everyone. Glad you're here. This is Robin Sechko and Maya Coleman. We're two of the instructors for the Professionals Intensive course through Hand in Hand, and we're going to be talking a little bit today about that program, the Professionals Intensive. But first, as people are joining the line, what I'd like to do is just talk a little bit about Hand in Hand so that we can, give people a chance to hop on. And hi there, somebody from Colorado. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. So Hand in Hand is a nonprofit organization based in California in the United States. And we have instructors all over the world, and including Maya, who's on this call, and me. And Hand in Hand was started, well, originally, I think about 40 years ago by Patty Whiffler, who has been with it the whole time. She, in her work with families and her work in an infant toddler center, she just developed incredible ideas and great insight into the emotional needs of children based on all of that experience. Hand in Hand's approach to parenting is called Parenting by Connection, and what we want to do is provide parents with resources, training, and as much support as is possible in, you know, our busy lives today, knowing that support is really what makes a difference for parents. And we want to give parents and professionals fresh ideas about the parent-child relationship, and then give parents and professionals training in how to use these ideas, because the ideas are so different from the ideas that our parents used with us. And it can take a while to get familiar with the tools. So the ideas help us connect well with our children and resolve behavior issues that really make it hard to be sure that we're doing an okay job as parents. And as professionals, how you could help parents really make a difference, you know, with some of these behavior issues. We offer lots of support so parents can get this emotional support that they're offering to their children. The organization offers a whole range of ways to support parents, Professionals Intensive being one of them. There are free articles on the website, free podcasts, a set of booklets called Listening to Children, a book called Listen, free teleseminars, in-person and online classes for parents and professionals. We also offer consultants that are available for one-on-one support, and an online Yahoo discussion group that supports parents around the world. In addition, there's a blog with parent success stories based on this approach. So if you go to this blog, which is called The Super Protective Factor, I believe, and you can put in something like, you know, car seats or relatives visiting, and you can get anecdotes and stories of parents who've, you know, sort of navigated some of those tricky moments as a parent successfully. So all of this is at handinhandparenting.org. Our main objective is to help parents and in addition, help professionals really nurture this connection of parent and child, parent and teen, knowing that this relationship is at the very center of parenting and is what is going to make the difference in throughout childhood and adolescence for a child. The approach has four fundamental principles. One is that connection is absolutely vital for the well-being of children. Being in good connection helps children learn well, helps them build loving relationships, and adjust flexibly to the changes that life brings. And it's really in that relationship that actually the neurons are formed, you know, for good relationships through this child's life. And when this connection breaks, children feel disconnected. When they feel disconnected, they're not able to tell us, but they can signal us that this has happened, and they will do this through off-track behavior. Things that all of us recognize that are really universal in every culture. And we can help children heal from this broken sense of connection by listening to them. Hand in Hand offers four listening tools for children, which help them reconnect and heal from that hurt. And then the last and very important principle is that in order for parents to listen well to their children on a regular basis, they need to be listened to on a regular basis themselves. And this helps them get the support they need to do this deeply emotional work of parenting. So there's lots of material on the website. We hope that you'll get some information today. One of the things that I've found extremely unique about Hand in Hand, even though some of these ideas are talked about through other approaches, it's this very important principle of parents listening to one another in a group, just one-on-one with a consultant, for us to do this parallel process of our own as of growing as a parent. So as professionals on this call, then this is the work that you are doing with perhaps clients in an agency or with families or with children. So in the professionals intensive, we welcome occupational therapists, physical therapists, preschool teachers and directors, psychiatrists, psychologists, married family therapists, social workers, pediatricians, doctors, chiropractors, any professional that wants to enrich their work with families or with children. So I'm glad everybody's joined here. My name's Robin Sechko. I live in Santa Rosa, California in the United States. That's about an hour and a half north of San Francisco on the west coast of the United States. I'm a licensed marriage family therapist, and my work, I have a practice where I see individuals for therapy, but a big part of my work through Hand in Hand and then also on my own is working with parents. That seems to be the work that is the most, the most important for me. One of the reasons being, when I met Patty and began my work with Hand in Hand, the tools enriched my work and my parenting so deeply that I just knew that I would incorporate it and in the end into every aspect of my life. But I work with parents. I speak at a number of preschools and early childhood development courses at local colleges. I lead groups, and I do the professionals intensive, which is one of my favorite parts of my work because of the community that builds on the call from people all over the world interested in really just bringing these ideas and deepening their work. So, again, welcome everyone. I'm going to let Maya introduce herself, and then we'll talk more about how we've used these ideas in our work.
Great. Thanks, Robin. So my name is Maya. I live in Washington, D.C. with my spouse and our daughter, who is 11. And in my work life, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I work with families of young children primarily, so birth to six mostly. And I'm in private practice at this point, and I do a lot of home-based work with families. So I'm working with parents and their children together to bring these tools kind of to parents and to mentor parents in using this this approach and these tools with their families. So I have my background and my particular focus is on children who've had challenging early experiences. So children who have premature birth or spent time in the NICU or who've had, early medical intervention or illnesses. I work with a lot of adoptive families and with children who've spent time in the foster care system. And really my background is in trauma work, and I really focus on bringing the Parenting by Connection approach to families as a trauma-informed parenting program. And I think it's a trauma-informed parenting program from a viewpoint of children who've had difficult experiences, but as Robin mentioned, also a critical piece of the Parenting by Connection approach is providing support for parents, for our own parenting, and for the experiences that we bring to parenting. So that's kind of the way that I work with families. The way that families get to me is usually through preschools in the area. And so most of the people that I am working with actually are 3 to 5 year old children who are hitting their friends in school, having trouble with regulation in the preschool setting. And so I collaborate a lot with teachers and get to spend lots of time in preschool classrooms, kind of bringing some of this kind of support, some of these tools into classrooms and to teachers. So that's what my work looks like. I have before being in private practice, I worked over at the Children's Hospital here in D.C., and I focused on neurodevelopmental assessment and worked with a lot of children who were in the NICU. I was part of a developmental follow-up clinic there. So I especially kind of like working with families who are helping children recover from some of those experiences and learning how to parent a child who's had some of those early kinds of experiences and to kind of recognize the residue of those early adverse experiences. So, yeah, and I lead one of the professionals intensive groups, one or more each round, and that's just I love doing that work, and I love getting to collaborate with other professionals and kind of help people think about what it would look like to bring these tools to the parents that you work with, to the institutions that you're a part of, and to the different systems that you kind of work within. And the other piece that's really that's fabulous is that we have professionals from all over the world. So it's really fascinating to, you know, work with other psychologists in Romania and to kind of see, you know, see what that setting is like. So I think that's just a neat part of the professionals intensive. So why don't we chat more about kind of the setup of the course and kind of the components of it. Robin, do you want to?
Okay, sure. Yeah. So the Professionals Intensive is an 8-week program, and you will choose a time that works well for you. And it's generally about an hour and a half call. You call in and once a week. And then in addition to that, you have access to lots and lots of online materials, some videos, some sort of research material, the booklets that I was talking about, articles, sort of more information than you could even get to in a week, but you have the material for many months afterwards. So it's there because some of this information takes a while to sink in, and you want to go back and review some of the information. So you'll be on that call. Generally, it's with 3 to 4 others. So it's a very intimate group. Maya or me, Pam or Shelley, 2 other instructors will be your leader. And you'll have time to ask questions and have listening time yourself, and then just learn week by week about what these tools, sort of aspects of these tools, and also you can ask questions about how you might apply them in your work. Let's see, there's also a discussion board that you can be part of and ask things. And we hope that during that 8-week time that you might have the opportunity to start to build a listening partnership with somebody on your call or somebody going through the program with you. And this can be especially nice as professionals. Sometimes our work can be quite isolating, and we don't have a place to really bring sort of, you know, what's triggering us or ways that we're feeling sort of worn and weary and not knowing what to do. So sometimes having a place on the call to ask questions about that, and then with a listening partner to remember that we're a good person who's, you know, and that naturally these things happen in the course of our work life. So that's what the format is. And, I think 4 times a year. The program runs 4 times a year. So you can sign up. And if that session round doesn't work for you, you can loop in on the next session. So there's one in, January to March, and then sort of April to June, and then, June through August, and then September through about November. Those are the different sessions, the 8-week sessions that run. And one thing that I can say for me is that through my experience at Hand in Hand, the listening that I've received and the connections that I've made have, as I said, have completely changed my parenting and my professional work. I noticed that I listen very differently to clients and to parents. And I think that this is critical because often when parents come to us, or children, we're working with children, something has gotten sort of unmanageable in their lives. And so what I notice is that all the good ideas in the world may not work until there's a chance to build that relationship and a chance for me to listen to that child or to that parent about how hard things have gotten for them to unburden themselves in some way, to have a glimmer of hope, and then real concrete things to try with their child when that tantrum happens, you know, or when a child hits another child as a teacher, that sort of thing. So truthfully, the tools apply to all relationships, but we focus on, in the professionals intensive, on working with parents or with children in your setting, whatever that is. And I, for many parents and even professionals, I think the experience has been quite transformational, in sort of ever deeper ways when you understand, that everything that happens within the relationship with a child, you know, as a professional, as a parent, you can only work within the relationship, and to be able to deeply understand what a child is communicating to us through their behavior, through their cry, you know, through the aggression, and to have ideas about what to do. It can really change your work in remarkable ways. So, and then, at the same time, be getting support for yourself in ways that some of us, what I find is that there are very few places, unless you're in the personal therapy setting yourself, that very few ways to get this kind of support and listening. So, it's just, my favorite thing is to be able to work with a parent and to really have that connection between us, through the listenings, and through my presence, to be able to really work deeply on the issues that are making it very hard to parent. And so, again, as I said, up pops a little bit of hope and then an idea of what to do. But, and basically what's happening there is it's sort of, healing attachment wounds that we all have as parents, that we all have as professionals, to have a place to work on that and then go back and be fresh, you know, in our work, or fresh as a parent is, I don't know. For me, that's as good as it gets. So I'll stop there. And let me know what you think, Maya. I thought there aren't that many people. We could just maybe open it up for questions and if people, let us know what work you do or what work you're thinking of doing. And does that seem like a good idea?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Joy. I joined a little bit late, sorry, so I don't know, I didn't catch everything at the beginning. I'm interested. I'm a psychologist in the UK, and I don't know if it'd be familiar to you, but I practice in dyadic developmental psychotherapy,
okay.
Which is an attachment-based model that was based, actually started off with Dan Hughes with you in the US and has come over here. But I've come to find out more and more about Hand in Hand, and I'm seeing the real connections with some of the families that I'm working with, and seeing how Hand in Hand can be really useful. I think the tools in it are so much simpler for parents to understand, from my limited understanding at the moment, than some of the tools that I currently use. I don't know if that kind of resonates with what you found in your work.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's, you know, so exciting about these tools, I think, because, there's more of an understanding of how important kind of attachment work is, focusing on the relationship, on the connection.
Yeah.
But it can be hard to figure out, you know, how do you do that? You know,
yeah.
How do you do this kind of work? And I think the tools are so exciting because they are very concrete, and they're pretty efficient, actually, as tools, mm-hmm. as tools go. It's like parents can actually implement some of these tools into their regular family routines. They're not kind of esoteric theory, you know, that parents have to figure out kind of how to make happen. It's really tools that operationalize attachment theory. So, you know, that's what I really appreciate kind of about the tools. And when I went through the professional intensive, I was finishing off my PhD, and I was, you know, training parents in all different kinds of parenting models. I had access to kind of any parenting model you might want. And I was having a really hard time enjoying parenting. I felt like, wow, I have all these tools and I'm not enjoying parenting. I'm not feeling, you know, confident. I'm not feeling connected. I'm feeling like I'm just implementing these kind of parenting strategies. And so it was, you know, it totally changed my experience of being a parent when I went through. And so I think that's kind of the exciting piece, is that people get to do this kind of parallel work, that it's helpful to your own parenting and really helpful to be able to, you know, to pass on to the parents that you work with.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Other questions that people have?
I don't have a question, but I did want to just introduce myself.
Great.
My name is Erica. I'm a master in divinity. I work as a interfaith chaplain in a trauma hospital. And my husband and I have a 1.5-year-old, and I was introduced to Hand in Hand before she was born. So we've been using Hand in Hand at home, and I find the skills to be incredibly valuable at home and professionally. So I'm really grateful for the resources that Hand in Hand offers. I'm part of the parent support resource group, so I jump on those conference calls, have a listening partnership, which has been really valuable for me. And, yeah, I'm just really grateful. So I'm looking at the professional course of, you know, like what is it that's taught in the professional course that is different, I guess, than in the parenting courses, because I've done several of those. So, yeah, I guess that is a question. But thank you so much for it's been a busy morning, so I'm kind of jumping on and off the call.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for chiming in and introducing yourself.
Yeah. Which courses have you done, Erica?
I've done. I haven't done the starter kit. We've done several of them. We did the setting limit. We did separation anxiety, and there was one other one that we did. I've done three at this point, and then I'm pretty not like active on the website, but I definitely read everything that's up there with that parenting resource and jump on as many calls as I can or listen to them after the fact if I can't be there live. So,
So go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I think with the professional course, the starter kit is like part of it. Correct?
Yes, right. Yes.
Yep.
And the difference is it's a little bit longer and you get to be on the call with other professionals. So if you do want to bring up something, it's entirely appropriate, you know, a certain family you're working with or you're sort of brainstorming about how to address something that's really tricky, that there's that space to do that, whereas you wouldn't necessarily on a starter course. So, then you have sort of these collegial connections that you've made that you might stay in touch with, you know, after the, so did you say you're actually a chaplain in a hospital?
Yes, I work part-time as an interfaith chaplain in a trauma hospital. So I'm mostly in critical care. So I'm mostly in ICU. with a huge burn center and the emergency department. Yeah, I'm over the whole hospital, but those are mostly where I'm at is emergency and critical care.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's incredible, because one of the things that Maya and I talk about so much is that the trauma has affected a child, but it's affected the whole family. And,
right.
You know, children go home and yes, they may be better, but, that trauma will live on unless, you know, people get the information that how to really work with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
And, Maya's wonderful with that, but it's wonderful that you're there. That's great.
Yeah, and hand in hand, it's so interesting. It's like a different facet to the jewel of chaplaincy. You know, when I was introduced to hand in hand, it was just made so much intuitive sense because it's a lot of the work that I do. And I really like the, the language that's easily to digest for parents. And I just find it to be, it was just so intuitive. I found it and I was like, yes, this is it. So,
Yeah, that's what we found too. So that's wonderful. I'm glad it's that
yeah,
you've had
you.
It for your child's whole life too. Fortunate. Yeah.
Hi. I'm from New York. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, sorry. I had to, my name's Amber. I had to move to a quieter spot to take my mute button off. I am a postpartum doula and lactation counselor, and I primarily work with families in, you know, the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm curious as to, like, the tools that I could share with them to, you know, if you feel like it's relevant to that time taking a training like this and tools that could maybe, you know, start them out in a really good way of connection. I work on, you know, a lot on slowing down with them and listening, watching their babies and sort of moving away from the many, many, many sources of flow of info, advice that overwhelms people at that time of new parenting. And of course, I'm attracted to this also because I have two children, and just for my own skills as a parent, and I have a baby. One of my children was in the NICU for a long time. But anyway, yeah, I was just curious about if there are others working with parents that early who are utilizing this strategy.
Yes, yes. You are the perfect person to do this. Yes, I've had actually quite a number of doulas and postpartum lactation consultants in my group.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's been just phenomenal. I mean, that really... the opportunity to help families really start off in a connected and supportive way is phenomenal, and just seeing and hearing what kind of difference it makes to new parents to get to tell their birth story, to get listening time after this big experience that they've had. It just starts off those relationships and that family in such a different way. And, you know, having worked in a NICU when, things have started off in a challenging way, I really wish that these tools and this approach and this kind of support was just made available to people on discharge. It's like you know, not included in discharge paperwork. Kind of how do you, you know, connect and how do you help children and families kind of heal from those challenging experiences. So it would be wonderful to have you. Yeah, I think you're just the perfect person for the professional intensive. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. That's great information.
How old are your children, Amber?
3 and 7.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay. Great.
My 3-year-old was in the NICU for 6 months, and that was a long, journey.
Yeah.
I'm doing well now. I'm actually, but very well. But there's so many things. I feel like it sounds very appealing, the program's inclusion of space for people to talk about out their own experiences and let it become integrated, you know, into their work. There are, as you said, very few opportunities for that, I feel.
Yeah, well, you know it firsthand, you know, the impact on a family, on a parent, on a child.
Well,
so I'm glad that that's what you're doing, is helping parents slow down and watch and listen. And then, you know, with all the hand-in-hand information then to for a parent, because there's, you know, there's just, as you said, there's just streams of information coming across in every manner of ideas, and to be able to provide information at a critical time about what, you know, the value of crying, you know, and the value of sweating for a child, you know, who's had, you know, lots of upsets, and to understand the process, that is the process of recovery for a child, and they know just how to do it. And if we can watch and listen, that we can help that child at a very critical time. And the closer to the upset that a child can recover, you know, the better it is, really. And so to be able to understand what some of those behaviors, what some of those feelings mean, can be so helpful and so comforting, you know, and what I find with pediatricians is that still, at least in the United States, the sort of the go-to is still timeouts for older children. And, so, and then with younger, you know, but that's different than, you know, that first 6 months. But I agree with Maya. It's like, boy, you're the, your importance in a parent's life is just incredible at that time. And so much can be healed and worked on at those first 6 months.
Right. So, yeah. And I feel like there's, I feel that very strongly, but I also feel like I'm lacking some really concrete strategies that are easy to communicate, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where one of the tools in particular that, you know, that we focus a lot on in the professionals intensive is also the, a particular kind of play, particular kind of connected, responsive, sometimes physical, kind of play. We call it play listening. But it's a particular kind of play that I have found is especially powerful for children who've had, you know, challenges around birth or who've had a difficult arrival or early kinds of medical intervention where where sometimes it will look like children have, you know, sensory integration challenges or regulatory challenges. And frequently that is the residue of those early experiences, those early traumas, those early overwhelm kind of the system. And it's like this tool in particular, I have just seen really, really interesting and amazing things happen for, you know, I mean, I work with 3 to 5 year olds for the most part, but I'm working with lots of kids who are coming with these, you know, sensory kinds of challenges. And this kind of play, is just phenomenal. And it's fun, it's connecting, and it's really concrete. It's like, you know, it's an approach, it's a tool that you can, where you can really bring that kind of support and connection and fun and healing opportunities for kids. So, you know, it's often hard to think, like, I mean, there's greater understanding that these early experiences, you know, are significant and often, you know, lifelong, there's residue. But we're just kind of moving more to the place of, you know, what do we do? How do we provide support? How do we set up the conditions for actually healing from those challenging experiences? So we're not carrying around the residue kind of for the rest of our lives. So,
yeah. Right. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So other questions or anyone else want to introduce yourself here?
Hi, yeah, it's Tracy here from the UK.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I'm an educational psychologist in the UK, and so I work with quite a few families, but I also work with schools, teachers, and school systems. And I think I've used the tools as a parent for about 6 months, and it's trying to think about how I can now bring those into my work a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Excellent. That's fabulous. We have been having more and more, you know, early childhood educators, you know, people who work in administration, teachers, lots more people who are in school systems and thinking about bringing these tools into those systems to teachers, to you know, to children. And actually Shelley Macy, who is one of the call group leaders, has been kind of working in the school setting and supporting teachers, bringing these tools in for, is it 40 years now, Robin, or maybe 30? But for a really long time. She's just phenomenal and, you know, just so lucky that she has started to lead the professionals intensive with us. So she would be a phenomenal person to get connected with. And, you know, and I work with lots of schools too, and I'm thinking about kind of how to bring these tools in, you know, to those kinds of systems with different resources, different kinds of time available. And, you know, I love to think about how these tools kind of translate into that group care, and that kind of structure like that. So it'd be wonderful to, you know, to have you and to think about that together.
Yeah, thank you. I've been doing quite a lot of thinking about it, and you know, the parenting in particular is with families, like, you know, is fairly straightforward, but it's certainly with getting into teachers and schools and systems can be very entrenched, and it's how you move systems on so that they can allow the time to be able to do some of the strategies. So yeah, it's going to be interesting thinking about that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'll say one other thing that I sort of mentioned before, but which is how interesting it is to have people in your group from all over the world. You know, we routinely have people from, you know, Ireland and Scotland and Australia and Mexico and lots of people from Romania and just all over the place. And it's just really, I think, fascinating to get to think about you know, this approach and these tools in families all over the world. So you're getting to meet with other people who are bringing this to their family in very different cultures, but also to think about bringing this approach into all of these different workplaces or work situations. You know, what is it like to, you know, to bring these tools into schools as an educational psychologist in the UK versus, you know, a neonatologist in Romania or, you know, an occupational therapist in Australia? It's just really, I find that part of the call especially exciting, to just have people come together from all over the globe. So,
well, thank you all for being on the call and for the amazing work that you're doing in your communities and in your families. It's exciting to hear about, and in a hospital, you know, as a doula, educational psychologists. So we'll close now unless somebody has something else, and hope to see you down the road on one of the groups. You can email, I don't think our emails are there, but you can, if you wanted to get a hold of one of us again, you can email Hand in Hand, and they'll certainly direct you to us. So thank you for jumping in with questions and sharing the work that you do, and for taking time for the call. Wonderful to meet each of you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Hand in Hand is here to help you get the support you need for your work as a parent. To download podcasts on additional parenting topics, go to handinhandparenting.org/store. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.